lots of phone-in radio programmes these days, and people keep writing in to newspapers. On TV, there's Question Time. Lots and lots of discussion of moral issues, the rights and wrongs of important matters which affect all our lives. I don't know about you, but I like listening in to the ongoing moral debates, but I often get frustrated at all the stupid comments made, and often by supposed experts. When it comes to moral or ethical debates, some people are so ignorant that they probably think that Ethics is an English county next to Thuthix. Of course, these people might beg to differ with me and think that I'm the stupid one. Who is to say who is right and who is wrong? How do you decide? Well, think about this. A ship at sea gets its bearings from two points, from the stars vertically and from the horizon horizontally. Similarly, when discussing morality, we need to get our bearings vertically from God and horizontally from our neighbour. When reading or hearing debates about moral issues, we often hear about my rights, and much less often we hear about our responsibilities, but we almost never hear of God's will. These three things are an inseparable trinity. We have to see things from our own point of view, from other people's point of view, and from God's point of view, and all three are not of equal importance. God's will takes precedence over everything else. Morality is not about humans tapping each other's brains trying to work out problems together. Morality is about prayerfully trying to discern God's will on any subject.